So next we have Dana Callahan of the Maine Community Action Works.
Good morning, Chair Draper and members of the Board of Environmental Protection. My name is Dana Callahan and I'm the Maine State Community Organizer for Community Action Works campaigns. I'm here today to strongly support the citizen petition to modify Maine's Chapter 400 solid waste management rules. We need to close the loophole that has allowed for Maine to become a toxic dumping ground for the Northeast. We need to better protect our communities by adding terms environmental justice and equal.
Excuse me, Ms. Callahan, can I get you just to swear that your testimony is the truth and nothing but the truth, please?
This is the truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
And we need to close the loophole that has allowed for Maine to become a toxic dumping ground for the Northeast, and we need to better protect our communities by adding the terms environmental justice and equal protection to the waste management rules. At Community Action Works campaigns, we believe that environmental threats are big, but the power of well-organized community groups is bigger. That's why we work side by side with everyday people to confront those who are polluting and harming the health of our communities. We partner with the people most impacted by environmental problems, training them with the know-how that anyone would need to make change in their own backyard. Today, I stand side by side with the citizens that signed this petition, as well as the community group Don't Waste Maine, a coalition of impacted Mainers fighting for policies that actually protect the health of communities most at risk from the negative impacts of waste facilities. From our work in frontline communities, we know that there is every reason to be concerned about the effects of waste facilities on public health and the environment. The EPA has said that all landfills eventually leak, which means that claims that state-of-the-art technology will protect our groundwater and our communities aren't true. Currently, Juniper Ridge Landfill is getting filled up with toxic out-of-state waste. As we've heard, Mainers are feeling this impact because Massachusetts has done a better job of strengthening their waste regulations than we have. In Massachusetts, you can't dispose of construction and demolition debris at solid waste facilities within the state. And this was intended both to work towards increasing their recycling, but also in hopes of diverting the toxic materials construction and demolition debris can contain, like mercury, lead, and arsenic, to reduce the health threats that these toxins pose. Maine hasn't followed suit. Instead, we have allowed for a loophole to exist that brings these threats to our door. More than 90% of the construction demolition debris entering Juniper Ridge originated from out of state, despite regulations that are supposed to, you know, reserve Maine state landfills for Maine state waste. Beyond construction and demolition debris, around the country, scientists are raising alarms about the toxic man-made chemical per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. While these chemicals are not naturally occurring, this man-made chemical has found its way into our drinking water and our environment through leaking landfills and leachate discharge, as well as sludge spreading. In the past year, Maine has been restricting sludge spreading or beginning to, and we've seen an increase of PFAS contaminated waste going to Maine's landfills. This is particularly alarming as PFAS have been linked to serious health effects across the board, like testicular and kidney cancer, thyroid disease, birth abnormalities, and other diseases. Furthermore, Juniper Ridge Landfill borders the Penobscot River and sits above the Penobscot Aquifer. Landfill leachate is being sent to local sewer systems and discharged into the river. The landfill not only threatens the drinking water for the area, but also sites of historical, cultural, and spiritual significance for the Penobscot people. This is environmental injustice. A polluting company is profiting from the destruction of the natural environment at the expense of the Penobscot, at the expense of surrounding working class residents living close to Juniper Ridge. These communities bear the biggest burden of this landfill and yet have systemically been excluded from the decision-making process. Old Town residents were repeatedly denied requests for hearings when Juniper Ridge was being licensed back in the early 2000s. The Old Town municipality was stripped of any right to regulate the landfill, and the Citizen Advisory Committee has been excluded from any meaningful decision-making. So this speaks volumes to the power and the significance of a citizen's petition being brought forward to close this loophole and to add terms of environmental justice and equal protection to Maine's waste management rules. I urge the Board of Environmental Protection to begin the first steps of addressing this environmental injustice by listening to impacted Mainers and supporting these amendments. To protect communities most impacted by waste facilities, we need to add terms of environmental justice and equal protections. To close this loophole that has allowed Maine to become a toxic dumping ground for the Northeast, we need an accurate definition of Maine-generated waste. And, you know, as we've seen with the pandemic, public health has been coming to the forefront. And I sincerely hope you take action to manage our waste better, but more importantly, to protect our communities better. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Callahan. Any questions from board members? Seeing none, Ms. Loizom? Nope. Thank you.